Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, have you been following the story about these volcanoes? It's not just in Hawaii now. It's other parts. I think there's like 30 active volcanoes on Earth. We've talked to Paul Stoddard, who is a geologist over at Northern Illinois University before, and I had a couple questions for him today. Hey, Paul, it's John Williams. You're back on the air. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
As you know, you're my favorite geologist at Northern Illinois University.
After that start, don't I have to decline the interview now?
No, you can still do the interview.
Oh, good.
Hey, are you surprised with what's happening on the Big Island, first of all?
Not terribly. You know, these things can go on for weeks, months, and I suppose even years. So,
but it seems to be getting worse. You know, like I thought, okay, this thing's going to pop. It's going to mow down some houses. It did 100 houses over the weekend, and it seems like the lava flow is getting more intense rather than backing off.
These things happen. You know, you build your house on a volcano. Unfortunately, this is sometimes the price you have to pay.
Is this significant enough that it will actually change the map of what that island looks like?
Well, actually, yes. I heard this morning that the lava had totally filled in a bay, so that's not going to be there anymore. So, you know, you wait a couple years, it's going to be some fresh real estate to build on. But, of course, it's in a lava plain. However, yeah, it does. I mean, this is how the Big Island gets built, is eruption after eruption, and gradually the island grows and grows and grows, until eventually the Pacific Plate moves it off of the hot spot, and then erosion will start taking over, and a new island will pop up someplace.
Pretty soon dirt and plants and things, and the next thing you know, that'll look like it was there all along, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, if you go to any of the other Hawaiian islands, they're all extinct volcanoes, and they're all very green and lush.
What about this Guatemala thing? Is that where it is? That one that just went kapow, shot dust, ash, and rock 47,000
right.
feet into the air?
Yeah, so that's, you know, what we have are two different types of volcanoes going off. So the Hawaiian volcano is over a hot spot, and so it gets a basaltic lava, and that gives you that type of eruption. The Guatemala volcano is over a subduction zone where a plate is subducting underneath Central America, and that gives you a more andesitic magma, which gives you much more explosive eruptions that have a lot more ash and other things like that associated with it. And those tend to be much more deadly because they happen very quickly. They're very explosive.
Right.
The lava ones will wipe out subdivisions, obviously, but usually people have plenty of time to get out of the way of the lava itself.
Well, are these related at all?
Well, they're both on Earth. But other than that...
look at that. A geologist cracking wise. Who knew?
It happens.
So they're not related, are they?
Not really, no.
Yeah. I'd like to think that it's like, holy cow, there's going to be one in your home state. Boom, 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 boom. It's like the chicken heart. That all of a sudden we're having a rash of volcanoes. Would you describe that we're having a rash of volcanic eruptions?
No, what's unusual is that they're taking place in populated areas. So, I mean, there are volcanoes all around the Pacific Ocean. You know, the so-called Ring of Fire goes all the way from Chile up through Central America, the San Andreas Fault, the Cascade Volcanoes. The Aleutian Islands are all volcanic, Japan, the Philippines, down to New Zealand. These are all volcanic regions. And to have a couple of volcanoes going off at the same time,
yeah,
really not very unusual.
Hey, what do you think of Yellowstone? Any chance that thing's going to blow up? I was reading in a book today, and it said that there's a whole bunch of hot magma below Yellowstone that's the size and almost shape of New Hampshire, and it goes like 50,000 feet down. It's just a bunch of hot magma there, and that thing could go kablooey at any time, too. What do you think of that?
Right. So Yellowstone is also over a hot spot, like Hawaii is.
Yeah.
The difference is that we have a continent instead of an ocean there. So that the surface expression of these is a little different.
I understand that, but I mean, think about that. So it happens in the ocean, kapow, you get that. But this thing that's under Yellowstone is bigger, and the fact that it's under a continent doesn't mean that it couldn't go kapow, right?
Oh, it certainly could go kapow. I think there'll be a fair amount of warning before it does.
Really? Would it be more like what happened in Hawaii, or would it be more like what's happening in Guatemala?
Oh, when it goes, I suspect it'll be a lot more like Guatemala.
How much warning will we have?
Well, you know, since we haven't actually seen, this is, Yellowstone's what we call a super volcano. So, I mean, it's much, much larger than the things going on down in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
So if it exploded as a super volcano, you know, that would be very bad. And even out here, we would not be safe.
But it is gone. It's blown up it's blown up over 100 times over the course of millennia. And,
right.
If it was just going to happen, would we get a week's notice, a month's notice, a year's notice?
Well, since the last time it happened, nobody was around to monitor it.
Yeah.
We don't know for certain what type of things will happen. But, you know, usually these things are associated with magma moving. It's not just that it's down there, but it's actually beginning to move up into places. And that gives us specific types of earthquakes,
right,
called harmonic tremors. And so we can, Mount St. Helens, we saw a lot of these before it went. Now, Yellowstone will be much larger. Mount St. Helens, we had a few weeks, couple of months notice. Yellowstone, I would expect we would have at least that much.
I'm trying to sow the seeds of terror here in our listeners. This is Talk Radio. I'd appreciate your help on this, if you don't mind, Professor.
Oh, sure. Well, when the thing goes, you know, everything's going to just be buried in ash, and you know, it's going to be death, destruction, as far as the eye can see.
That's all I'm at. Was that painful? Okay.
That was kind of fun.
I need to talk to you again. In a week or so, let's just continue to, more seriously, if you will, follow what's happening in these two cases. Obviously, we're interested in what's happening in Hawaii, but what's happening in Guatemala is more explosive and unfortunately deadly. I'm going to call you again in the next week or so, and we'll continue to follow it. We appreciate your expertise.
Terrific.
Paul Stoddard is at Northern Illinois University. He's a geologist there.